Lauren Siplicki, PhD, started Fungal Solutions, which was formerly Science by Design, in 2018. There, she helps folks align with local fungi through virtual education programs and commercializing mycoremediation technologies. Lauren is passionate about finding more sustainable ways to mitigate human impacts on the environment and inspiring others to do the same. At her upcoming Telluride Mushroom Festival talk on Wednesday, August 16th, 9 to noon, Lauren will be teaching a pre-fest workshop titled Mycoremediation. This is Susan Debrock, Telluride Inside Out. Delighted to be speaking with Lauren about her life, her work, and her workshop. All right, Lauren, thanks for joining me.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So who or what triggered your interest in fungi in general and mycoremediation specifically?
Yeah, mycoremediation came first, actually, and my interest in fungi came second. I had a, pollution inspired my career in environmental engineering, and then I had an internship at an environmental engineering firm that managed the lab that Paul Stamets's TED Talk was based on. One of the mm-hmm. six ways that mushrooms could save the world was through cleaning up fecal pollution in soils. And when I looked around at the cleanup portfolio, I didn't see any mycoremediation projects. And everyone I asked that, you know, knew something about mycoremediation, they gave me the general vibe that it didn't work at scale, but no one really knew specifics. Mm-hmm. And so then I went to Duke and worked with their Superfund research program to find out how to get it to work. And there I found out that it was because folks weren't using local fungi. And that was the bridge for me to get more interested in the breadth of fungi and their micromediation capacities, because it's more than just the wood rotters. And the more I learned about fungi, the more I became entranced by their very charismatic shapes and their abilities outside of cleaning up pollution. I am super, super interested and in this deep.
Thank you very, very much. Now would you talk, please, about the nexus of climate change, fungal degradation, and fire mitigation, as well as your partnership with Jeff Ravage's Cold Fire Program in Aspen. As we get into that program, when did it launch, and how is it going so far? So first, climate change, fungal degradation, and fire mitigation, and then Jeff Ravage's program.
Got it. Well, climate change can feel like such a big problem, too big to tackle with just one person. But I wanted to take mycoremediation and make it more proactive, make it relevant to the problem of climate change, rather than simply cleaning up past mistakes, or maybe not so simply. So when Jeff asked me to help him write up his pilot program using native wood rot fungi to accelerate wood chip to soil conversion in the Pikes Peak National Forest, I was so in. And while at the Coalition of the Upper South Platte, he was working on some wildfire prevention, and he figured out how to convert fuel for wildfire into forest soils in 3 years. And this was a protocol that could be copied and offered open source to anyone that's interested and can make the time investment to apply the approach. And so I helped him make sure that it was clear, robust, and statistically sound so that mycoremediation wouldn't get maligned again as a technology that just vaguely didn't work. And I now also offer a service to communities throughout central and southwest Colorado that implements local cold fire approaches for those who don't have the time, equipment, or resources to successfully carry out the approach themselves. And in the time since, I've gotten a lot of interest from communities in southwest and central Colorado to carry out local implementations of this Pikes Peak project. And one of those is the Aspen Cold Fire Project. And it launched in 2022, seeking to treat Aspen's fire mitigation waste wood using fungi to rot it in place, turning it into soil. And that is a collaboration between myself and Jeff Ravage as technical leads, and Hamilton Prevec, Ali Hager, and Kyle Herlock, which are the partners that are the boots on the ground to do the coordination, the fungi growing, and we'll all do the inoculation. So these cold fire projects can be either like, you know, as turnkey as you just like bring me on site, we do a site walk and I do everything else for you, or it can be more like community driven. It depends on like the participants and the strategic partners, like limitations.
That's kind of a nice segue into my next question, which is sort of locally based. We understand that you're now talking with the Playwright Institute, sort of the mummy of the Playwright Mushroom Festival, about several projects that will have or could have a positive impact on the Telluride region. Please briefly describe those initiatives and why you feel they are so important.
Oh, they're so cool. All of them are super interesting. And I am so thrilled to like start talking with them about this. So we met last month and discussed a couple project ideas. One is a metals recovery program from the valley floor from Telluride's mining heritage. And mining left waste rock, which is known as tailings, that contain high levels of heavy metals. And being as it is, the San Miguel River and its tributaries just happen to transport those tailings downstream. And this pilot project involves pairing sunflowers with their fungal helpers to help them soak up metals from where they've been spread along the San Miguel River floodplain. And it's important to the town of Telluride because there are so many people that use the water and trails by these tailings. And I really want to help clean up those tailings for the town's health and for so that it can thrive more. And then another one we were talking about is oil spill micro-remediation. So there are various like maintenance things that go on at the town. And one of those happened at the resort. And they happened to just accidentally spill some oil. And piloting a micro-remediation project with that, it can establish a local-based solution that they could use whenever there's another spill in the area, either in the resort area or in the town. Like there's road crews and garages, and this overall would be important to the town because it makes the resort more successful and it would bring more sustainable tourism to the area.
Okay.
And then the last two, we talked about so many. there were these micro-prevention barriers, which are protective barriers to place around Telluride's vehicle maintenance depots near sensitive resources, so that should any spills happen, they'd get intercepted by active soil fungi before impacting any waterways. And this project would be so important to protect the beauty of the town and give the town peace of mind to prevent the river from spreading pollution as it did in the valley floor with the tailings. And then the last thing we talked about is implementing cold fire to prevent catastrophic wildfire through converting wood waste to soil in Telluride's specific ecosystem and mycohabitat.
Okay, thanks very much. Now let's go back to your nonprofit, I assume, Science by Design.
Oh, no.
sorry, Fungal Solutions. formerly.
Fungal Solutions is a for-profit company.
Oh, okay, thank you. Is there another business then out there like Fungal Solutions? Basically, why did you launch this company? Describe its mission and how is it going so far?
So I launched my company after graduating from my doctorate program, and I worked in industry for a while, but I wasn't getting to actually leverage any of the work that I had done. It was just it was sitting on the shelf there in academia, and it wasn't getting out, even though these solutions were really, really novel, and they were really, really simple. Mm-hmm. And when I looked around at the environmental consulting firms, they weren't even doing fungi-based solutions. They didn't have time to give micro-remediation another shot. So I launched my company to help people create their own and advocate for their own solutions based around local fungi, and also to help companies that have an idea that is a way to use local fungi, but that don't have the full breadth of expertise to make it scalable and figure out how to coax these fungi into working and doing their thing reliably. And originally I started my company as Science by Design, and it was a technical consulting firm, but I pivoted during the pandemic back to my bread and butter, back to the things that I that make me come alive, and those are fungi, and figuring out how to use them in ways that are obvious, but that no one's really done. And so it's going really well so far. I'm working with Pact Outdoors, and they have a mycelium-based backcountry bathroom solution. They use this fungus that is non-invasive and mm-hmm. that just breaks down poop, and there's so much of a problem with that in Colorado's 14ers. And yeah, it's going really well, and I'm so thrilled to get to help them commercialize their technology and back it up with science.
Let's establish your street cred now. So briefly describe your education around biotech and environmental science.
Yeah. So I have all of my degrees. I have a bachelor's from The Ohio State University with work in environmental engineering. I have a master's and a doctorate from Duke University with work centering on using local fungi to remove really weathered, long-lasting contaminants from Superfund sites. And I use a really high-tech method to look at soil DNA all at once and decipher what fungi are in the soils, even the ones that can't be cultured. So
okay.
It's both really cool and really a really simple, elegant technique, which I think are what all the best ones are.
Okay, so now on to the business at hand, which is the workshop. What skills will attendees learn over the 3 hours that you'll be teaching?
Attendees will learn through hands-on exercises and a case study how to align the problems they're focusing on with the right fungi. They'll also learn how to look for the right fungi for the job at hand. And they will leave with a different perspective than a lot of people come in with, which is like the wood rotters will save the world perspective. And they'll learn that even if wood rotters aren't there, that the fungi that are there will do the job.
Great. Thank you. And finally, what are you looking forward to most about returning to the Telluride Mushroom Festival?
I am so excited to interact with my fellow festival goers. It's such a rare opportunity to get to talk with people that come from all over the country with an interest in micro-remediation and fungi. Folks talk to me about their problems with environmental pollution or with metals, and they inspire me, and together we dream up possible solutions for their local pollution problem.
All right. Well, this has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with Dr. Lauren Suplicky. She is returning for the umpty-umpty time to the Telluride Mushroom Festival to give a workshop about micro remediation. So thank you very much, Lauren, for joining me, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise.